Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Are you well on this Saturday, the second day of December? I do hope so. Today is the 336th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are only 29 days remaining until the end of the year, which means it's time to start thinking of your New Year resolution or resolutions, if you're ambitious, and get them to the Sound Kitchen's resolution box. We'll draw your answers out of the box and read them on the air, and if you're one of the lucky ones, you'll get a special RFI prize. And if you want to write a little note congratulating RFI English reporter Laura Angela Bagnetto, please do. Laura Angela just won an incredibly prestigious International Journalism Award, the United Nations Correspondents Association Bronze Prize for her coverage of the UN's humanitarian and development activities. Laura Angela is not only incredibly bright and a top professional, she's a woman with a big heart, and we're all so proud of her. Do send a little note to her at english.service@rfi.fr. She'll so appreciate it.
It's the Sound Kitchen, and Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hey. Stop. Sit. Relax. Listen. This is the Sound Kitchen.
Hello. I am Ibrahim F. Juara, living in Farado Village, The Gambia. I am a public health officer, and I listen to RFI every day. Thank you.
The voice of your fellow listener, my friends. Remember, we have a special RFI English listener line, a phone number just for you, so you can call and leave a message. We want to hear your voices. And so do your fellow listeners, and they will, because your messages will go on the air like you just heard. Call, say your name and your country, and leave a short message, you know, something like, I love RFI, because of course you do. Pick up that phone and give us a call. We had some trouble with the old numbers, so if you called and couldn't get through, try again, please. The correct number to call is +331 84 22 9582. That's +331 84 22 9582. Pick up that phone. Okay, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 4th of November, I asked you a question about a small feathered dinosaur that lived between 133 and 120 million years ago in northeastern China. They had long tails and short arms and were only about a meter in length. It had a bandit mask, that is, darker feathers around its eyes, contrasting with lighter feathers on the rest of its head, almost like sunglasses. You were to send in the name of this little feathered dinosaur. The answer is Cynosopteryx, which means literally China dragon bird. The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listeners Club member Abiola G. Ajayi from Windhoek, Namibia, and Abdul Momen, a member of the Karatoa RFI Radio Listeners Club in Sirajganj, Bangladesh. Two more listeners from Bangladesh this week, Diwan Rauf, a member of the Lolona Listeners Club in Naugaon, and Ms. Shuli Jayan, also from Naugaon. Last but not least, Baikan Hazarika from the Universal DX Club in Assam, India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Ooh, I imagine you've been reading about the volcano on Bali's Mount Agung. Pretty scary. Led me to wonder how many active volcanoes there are in the world today and how many of those are located in the Pacific Ring of Fire, that 40,000-kilometer-long region that surrounds the Pacific Ocean. I found out, so you can too. Write in and tell me how many active volcanoes there are in the world today, and how many of those are located in the Pacific Ring of Fire. Again, how many active volcanoes are there in the world today, and how many of those active volcanoes are in the Pacific Ring of Fire? And if you want to share your country or culture's volcano myths, please do. You have until Christmas Day, the 25th of December, to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 30th of December to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address, and if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
You can also text your quiz answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial plus 33 631 12 96 82. That's plus 33 631 12 96 82. Be sure you include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Time for a bit of listener news. First, a hearty welcome to our new RFI Listeners Club members, Joseph Babatunde Odentan from Osun State, Nigeria, Mamadou Alimu Jallo from Serekunda, the Gambia, and Haruna Idrisu from Kumasi in Ghana. So glad you've joined us. If you'd like to be a member of the RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries, and if you win, you'll receive a premium prize. We have three new official RFI clubs, too, and all three are in Murshidabad, India. Welcome to the United RFI Listeners Club, Deba Kamal Hararika, President, the RFI Fan Club, Navid Ryan, President, and the RFI World Radio Club, Biswanath Mandal, President. Be sure to take a look at the Sound Kitchen and RFI Facebook pages to see photos from a devoted school teacher, Salim Al-Sari from Wasit, Iraq. My dear colleague, Clea Broadhurst, went to Vietnam this summer and brought back some of the loveliest postcards ever. We sent them to Salim for his students, who not only treats the boys in his school to them, he goes out to the country and distributes to a rural girls' school, too. You can see Salim's students with their treasures from Clea. She was so moved to see the photos, she cried. Which reminds me, teachers, ask and you shall receive. Just send a note to the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr and I'll make up a package for your students. And the RFI Listener Relations Department is asking all of you football-playing radio fans to send in photos and short videos for the My RFI Facebook page. They want action photographs, not posed team photos. It's a cool idea, players and playing fields from around the world. Send your action football photos to english.service@rfi.fr, and I'll send you the link to see the page with the other football-playing RFI radio fans. Don't be shy.
En el canto de las olas, encontré un rumor de luz.
It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague Nicolas Doho for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
Voy a navegar en tu puerto azul. Quisiera saber de dónde vienes tú. Vamos a dejar que el tiempo pase. ver nuestros recuerdos en los mares y esta soledad tan profunda que en el canto de las olas me quisiera sumergir. Embriagándome en su aroma, algo nuevo descubrí. Voy a navegar en tu puerto azul. Quisiera saber de dónde vienes tú. Vamos a dejar que el tiempo pare, ver nuestros recuerdos en los mares y esta soledad tan profunda. Que me